This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Molson Coors is cutting hundreds of jobs, but what that means for Milwaukee remains uncertain. The beer maker's restructuring plan will eliminate 400 salaried positions, roughly 9% of the salaried staff. It's the first major decision under a new CEO who says the company must adapt faster as beer sales cool. Molson Coors calls the move part of a push to become leaner and to reinvest in key brands. The company has its headquarters in Chicago and more than 1,800 employees in the Milwaukee area. A Waukesha County court battle over voter registration is moving up the legal ladder. Attorney General Josh Call is appealing Waukesha County Judge Michael Maxwell's order that would force election officials to confirm citizenship before registering new voters. Call says the decision goes too far and violates state law. The judge's order is temporarily paused, though his other directives for cleaning up the voter rolls remain in effect. The issue could decide how the state handles new voter signups heading into the next election. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There's less motion through Mitchell. Mitchell International is feeling the effects of fewer passengers this year, and travelers may soon pay more as a result. Passenger numbers dropped about 8% from January through August of this year compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see its lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing some concern. Since the airport doesn't get county funding, customer fees may go up to cover costs. Holiday cheer is coming back to the Deer District. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has announced the city's 112th annual Christmas tree lighting will take place Friday, November 21st. The celebration in the Cheer District outside the Fiserv Forum starts at 5 that night. Families can again look forward to live music, reindeer games, a visit from Santa, and free hot chocolate and parking. The tree itself will get lit up at 6 that night. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6 ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.